Zion Shvat, Tuesday the 27th of January, Rabbi Simcha Cook, Otsa Beis Din.
We are now in the year of the Shemitah. Once in 7 years, we have Shnat Shabbaton Yihi El Aretz. Shnat Shabbaton. It's exactly like a person have a Shabbos every week. So that Israel have a Shabbos once in 7 years. And this year is Shnat Shabbaton Yihi El Aretz. And the Torah is written, V'hoyo Shabbos Ho'oretz Lochem Le'ochlo Shabbos Ho'oretz. The Torah called the year Shabbos of Eretz Israel. And different halachas, of course, if not the land could make any work in Shabbos and not in other year in the say in the 6 year that you have. But this year is Al-Koponi Shabbos Ho'oretz. It was an interesting story about the Ponovich Yerov, Zecher Tzadik Livrocho. He visited a place that is on a hill, and the valley is so beautiful there. And he looked on the valley, and he saw so everything is green, so nice, so beautiful. And he couldn't stop himself, and he said, "Good Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael." To say "Good Shabbos" to the Eretz Yisrael, but Shabbos have Shabbos by itself, you know, not only our Shabbos, they have only 7 years Shabbos. Good Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael to all of us. Now the question: what could we do in the 7th year? In the Shonar Ashvis, you are not allowed now to plant, now to grow, not to other things, you know. So how to make parnosah that day? How could we get food to eat in this year? So one of the wonderful ways that we could do it, not to buy by Arabs, by other nations, not to be for overseas, we could make that we are getting everything from Eretz Yisrael, and it's good enough to have a year of food and growth and fruit, everything that we need, we could get it by way of Heter and not by way of Israel. How to do it? So Eretz Yisrael, Oitzel Beis Din. What is Oitzel Beis Din? So every city could make it by itself, and it could make it, it be another possibility to make Beis Din for the whole Eretz Yisrael together. But usually you are doing it little pieces of land of Eretz Yisrael. By us, we are in for Rehovot. I've made the last 4 Shemitahs, Bor Hashem, now the 5th Shemitah that I have in the city. And Bor Hashem, we are, don't everybody have enough growth, enough fruit, everything that we need, we got enough. How to do it? So we came to many villages in Eretz Yisrael, and we invite them to come for a meeting to explain them what is the meaningful of the word Oitzel Beis Din. Beis Din, if somebody has troubles with his neighbor, he has to call him in Beis Din. What is the Beis Din? I don't have to call Eretz Yisrael Le Din Toro. What if Shad Beis Din? So, to make a Beis Din, it is for one purpose. How to find a way that we allowed and we are able to bring enough for everything that's growing from the land of Eretz Yisrael, and we could get it by Dvar Heter Mochlot, we are allowed to do it. How to do it? So we make a Beis Din, and we invite after that a group of villages that it started from the south near Gaza. Some of them was the place that the village that they had before that, Rachmona Litzlan, in Gush Katif. They throw them away from Gush Katif. That made the whole troubles that we have the last time in Gaza Strip. It's every short time we have another troubles, you know. So be very careful. But our Koponim, we invite them to come. We say them like that. We are going to make a Beis Din, and every one of you will be allowed to make melachot that we are allowed to do it in Shemitah. How to do it? We could make it like to cover it with a nylon, you know, like a sukkah, and to plant before the Shemitah is coming, and at least has to be not less than 3 days before, a vegetable. On trees, we have to do it longer before the Shemitah coming in. But a vegetable is enough 3 days, And they told me, people who was there before I arrived to Rehovot, that the Chazon Ish used to come a few days before the Shemitah, and he said with the villagers there, the people who are walking in the fields, he came to sit on the floor, on the earthy soil, and he cut some thing that they planted it a few days before, and he showed them, you see, is here, it started to grow. So the pshat is niklat, it started. And they continue, it's been the middle of the Shemitah, the beginning of the Shemitah year. And after you have enough fruit, enough everything that you need, you know, enough vegetable, everything that you need, you could get it by that way. We wanted to make it a little bit more stronger, so a month and a half, 6 weeks before the Shemitah, they planted it to be enough growth, enough vegetable for every village that they have, depends on them, how many dunam they are ready to give up for this purpose, and they have done it b'simcha, with a love, you know. And you know that there is a group of people who are waiting for this kind of fruit, because it's Shemitah year, that's from one side. For the other side, everything is growing b'heter, not b'isur, heter mochmot. And it's written in the Mishnayos, there is a Mishnah like that. The Mishnah said, that Erev Shemitah is Chachomim as making people who protect the entrance to the every city. And people are come from the fields and have carry with them, you know, a lot of vegetables that they need now for the week, for the next few months after them, you know. And they ask him, why do you need so much fruits that you are carrying with you? For what? And they said, I have a big family, I have 10 children, Baruch Hashem. And if it's enough for 10 children, but not more, else you're allowed to take it to your home. But if you are going to bring it to your home more than what you need, so we are not allowed to leave it by you. Why? Because it's Shemitah now. Shemitah have to divide between many other people as well, you know. And Beis Din is taking away what they have, and a place where to put the vegetable that we grow in Mitzvah Shem. And every week, every Erev Shabbos, they are taking the amount of the vegetable that they need to give to families who are connected with this Oitzo Beis Din, with this Beis Din, and are going and they are getting whatever they need for the families. It will be enough vegetable for every family, like we have to do according to the numbers of the people and the numbers of the how many children you have and other families connected with you. You are allowed to get it from us. And as I said before, we are not allowed to sell it. So we need money for what? We need money because of what? Because the workers, the people are working in the fields and they grow the whole time, are very busy to grow everything to be on the nice way. And because that way we get wonderful fruit after that, wonderful vegetable, and the people are waiting for that. So the money is getting not for the food, for the work. As workers, they are allowed to get money because they work a lot, and because they are working so much, their Beis Din is allowed to give every person such amount every month, you know, every week, whatever, after them, what they wanted, but it's clear not for the fruit, because on the fruit it's written, ve'oiso shavos oot lachem le'ochlo. Le'ochlo, it means only to eat and not to make business with the fruit of Shemitah. We are not allowed to do it. Not only for one thing, they're allowed to pay for the work that they are doing in these fields. They're using water. They're using to carry it with buses, you know, to the settlement, to the city. They are waiting for this kind of fruit because it's mamish Hindu mitzvah of Oitzer Beis Din. And it's a very make that it's not mischer at all, not a schoiro, it's not a business. We are not allowed to make business with fruit of Shemitah. And so if somebody bought, let's say, grape, and they have enough grape, and I'm taking it to the Yekev to make wine, and to protect the wine with Kedusha, because the yain is having Kedusha inside, you know. And every year in the Yekev they are produce wine, different kind of wine, you know, different, alcoholic, and they have enough wine for the whole year, for the whole year there. And on the bottle is written, Oitzo Bezdin, Yain Shmite, Yain Shmite. Everybody have to know that it's Kodosh. Let's say, Halkuf used to write in his Sefer about it, not to make Havdolo on wine that is from Shmite year. Why? Because we are used to do to put in the becher that we have, you know, and the wine is going up in the dishes, and because of that, we are not allowed to be mevazeh the wine. It has to be, because that for Avdoleh is not good. But to make a kiddush, you are allowed not to fulfill the becher as you wanted, to be a little bit less, you know, and to make a kiddush. And it's very nice. By us, at the time, the last Shemitah is now 7 years ago, we bought much more that we need, and we are allowed to do it, and because they have enough wine to give to everybody who wants to buy whatever he wants, you know. And I'm making, even today, after 6 years, that I continue to make a kiddush and oitzor bezin wine. But why? So the Ramban said, Le'ochloi means the Torah was given the fruit of Shvi'is, to in the Rabban Shita is that you have a mitzvah to eat fruit of Shmita. It's a mitzvah. Shabbos oed lochem le'ochlo. In time you are going to eat fruit or vegetable or other kind of food that's growing in the Shmita, and you have the Kedusha Shvi'is, it's a mitzvah. And you are allowed to make a mitzvah sesed d'oraisa according to Rabban, not every of the poskim holding that it's really mitzvah sesed d'oraisa, but akuponim, but it's clear enough not to use for any other purpose, only for it, for food, that only for that. And to make kiddush and wine that you have kedusha shvi'is, I'm very happy to be mekayim the mitzvah from le'ochlo shavos oed lochem le'ochlo. I'm making kiddush and wine that you have a kedusha seretz Yisrael. Because it is very important. And after that, and that lets the most important food that we need, the most important vegetable that we need, and be able to continue to be fresh and good enough, you know, to eat it in the next few months, and the end of the year, and you could to give it to everybody, and everybody allowed to pay whatever is paying, the money, as I said before, not for the food they give for, not with money, not to pay off that. What are they doing with the money? The money was given because of totally, totally another reason. It's only the oitzoes that they have. They have, I said before, water in Israel is very expensive, and we don't have enough water in Israel, as you know. At the point we have to pay for the water, pay for the buses by the car to drive us to different cities, to different places, you know. Because that's what they have to pay, but not for the food. If you are going to pay for the food, it's not the issue. Why? Shavos od lachem le'ochlo, only for to prepare the and to pay the expenses that they have to pay for that, you know, because that they're allowed to give the money to the business. The business is doing with the money what they have to do to pay them for the expenses that they have during the year. And that's Oitzor Bezdin shortly, what I'm going to talk about it.
What about Havdolah?
Please?
What do you do for Havdolah?
He said not.
Havdolah is in regular wine, not on Shmita. Baruch Hashem, 6 years is not Shmita. It's only 1 year. So we have no problems about it, you know. Of course, every wine you have to use it, whatever you want. But the Shmita, you have to be careful. And the same on the Seder Pesach, we say Eser Makos. It's not allowed to use it for Eser Makos. Why? If I went to store it away later, I'm not drinking the wine that you have in the dishes, you know. And because of that, you have to be careful. Only Havdolah and the Eser Makos, we don't need to make on the Shmita wine. That's what we have today now. When are they going to Bezdin to bring to the city, to the Oitzor Bezdin, the vegetable that we could protect it for the whole year? You need a lot of place, you know, and not place that you have to be cold enough not to be destroyed, the fruit and the other thing, you know. And they are doing it very nicely, and it could be for the whole year of Shmita year. Akuponi, that's the beginning. But now is a question. La loche in Bezdin, in Shemitah year, you are not allowed to cut the fruit in a regular way that you are doing during the 7 years. You are not allowed to do it. If you want to be, to have this vegetable, the grape, the olives, you have to cut it by a different way, not the way that they are doing every year. To be shinui, it has to be a shinui. How to mishanesai, to make it by a different way. And if we are doing it with a different way, you are allowed to do it. Not too much altogether, to be slowly, a little amount of vegetable and everything like that, you know, and to bring it into the Oitz of Bezdin, and Bezdin protect it for the year of the Shemitah. Not like a pony. That's in Mutel. But if you are going to cut them like you are doing the whole years, you are not allowed to do it in Shemitah. You have to make a shinui. If you are not making with shinui, you are not allowed to use this fruit we have because you are walking like any other year. And it's not right to do it. You have to do it by a different way, by easier way, by shinui of the way after to cut it, after to get it, after to bring it to the basin. You know, you have to know about it. So that's first. Second, not enough to be a shinui at a time, the way that you are going to cut the vegetable, to cut the fruit. That's not enough. What we need, except then, what we need very, very careful to bring it to Bezdin, and in situation it could stay longer, and later Bezdin is given every week to every family that they need it to get it, and that's the way how to protect Shemitah Keilchoso from one side, and to have enough fruit and vegetable what we need for the year, and we are doing it. Fruit is a little bit easier because fruit could stay longer. Vegetable couldn't stay too long, you know, only for a short time. Because you have to be very careful how to protect it, how to put it in a place that will not be favorite later, it will be impossible to eat them anymore. Because that we have to be careful what you are going to do with the fruit, what you are doing with the vegetable, because of that. So, and the second thing, we are not allowed to cut together for a long time. We are not allowed to do it. What is written in the Tosefta that we say, I said in Mishnah, that the Mishnah is a Tosefta. In the Mishnah, Tosefta Perek Chet, Tosefta Vov, it's written that why? We are allowed to cut whatever we wanted without borders. I don't have, not written to make a little bit, you know, anytime they are going to cut it, but mashma that we could do it like you are doing it during every week in the Shemitah. Every week in the Shemitah, the Baal Bos is coming to the field and he coming to cut it and he bring it to the Yotz of Bezen. But you are not allowed to cut like every time that you are doing it with one shot. You have to bring a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. Have to be, this is a shinu, one of the shinu that you have to do, not to bring all together. To bring it for a short time and to give it to Bezen. Bezen will decide what time they have to give it, to people who need it for their own food. And they are paying, what we said, not for the fruit, they are paying for the workers. To carry it from one city to the other, it had expenses here, and you have to cover it. You have to pay the person that is the owner. Akuponim, so then the question, how they allowed to cut it in what it's in Tosefta, in it mentioned to be careful not to cut too much together fruit, you know, because it's to be like a regular here. You have to make shortly, you know, kimo. A little bit. That's one of the shinuim that we have to do. So now the question, what could we do if you are doing it with one shot, and what written in Tosefta, not mentioned at all, that you have to cut it only a little bit and a little bit, has to be written in Tosefta. So the Chazon Ish said, that was written in Tosefta a little bit, because if you are going to cut, you know, the food that you need, the vegetable that we eat all together, a lot, many, you know, tons of vegetable that you need for the next month, the next other three months, you know, you are not allowed to do it. Because that we have to be careful not to do it for many all together, to be pieces, a little bit, that's the way. But in Tosefta that mentioned this Hagbalah, you know, that you are not allowed to do it with one shot. Only slowly, whatever you need, you bring to Bezdin, Bezdin protect it in the Otsar of Bezdin, belongs to them, let them come weekend, Friday, people are coming, getting, and that's it. That's what they are doing. So the Tosefta want to, other want to send it to Tosefta that they planted it in the Shono Shishis, a year before the Shemitah. And that they are allowed to do, no question about. You're allowed to plant it in the year before, Shono Shishis. Okay, good, Shono Shishis is fine. But if not, if did not do it in the Shishis, he's not allowed. In the Shemitah, he's not allowed to plant anything. He's not allowed. They finished it and they couldn't protect it anymore in a, by another way. So Akuponim, is why it's written by Shono Hashim. But the Tosefta, you want to say, it's in the sixth year, day, a year before the Shemitah, to cut it, to prepare it to the Shemitah year after that. But it's not written so clear enough that we have to be careful in this few activity that we have to do to bring it to the city, to cut it, to protect it by a way that we have to do it according to the Aloche. It's not mentioning about it in the Tosefta, not at all. So why is going the other Aloches? So if you are going to cut only a little bit any time that I'm going to the field to cut it, and usually I'm coming to take 100 kilo, and now I'm going to bring only 3, 4, 5 kilo, is to show that you are not the owner of the field, you are not the owner of the fruit, you are not the owner of the vegetable, because they took out only small pieces, little group, another little, but not with one shot all together. You are not allowed to do it, because if you are taking with one shot the whole food that you show that you are the owner of that. Here in Shemitah, I want to show that I am not the owner. Who is the owner? The owner is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, we are not allowed to cut so much with one shot. Because of that, you have to be careful when it's not mentioned about it here. Said the Chazon Ish like that. Let's say what we are doing about Shemitah to protect it with this way for Oysa Bezi. Let's say started Shemitah here, and people are coming to the store that you are buying regular anytime, buy fruits, vegetables, whatever they need. So they are writing a ktav shlichus. You are making the owner of this store, you will be my shliach. I will make you for a shliach to bring me by any way that you had allowed according to the aloha, to bring it to me what I will need the whole year. So you are going to find me in different places where I could, you could find where they are. You could in the newspaper, in the Moidois, in the newspaper that you have, you could get in this place, the other place, one this city, another city. Akuponim, you have to be careful to take only place that are under the Ashgocha of Kashrus, and a good Ashgocha of Kashrus could trust it, And because of that, he's allowed to bring it and to give it to the people, and they pay again only for the workers, not for the food. The food are going for not paying even not one shekel for the food by itself. Because the food you are not allowed to pay, because you are going to pay for the food. So we said before, it's a schoiro. We are not allowed to make business with the payos of trees. Because of that, we have to be very careful. And it didn't show that we believe that it's yours. If you are going to buy a little one time, less than you are doing in every doing the regular year, so that you are not sure to show people and yourself that it belongs to you. It not belongs to me, it belongs to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And they have to make different shinuim in the minyan of the Shemitah. That's the of Shemitah. Not only that, I will tell you, this event is so I remember in the time the state of Israel, established state of Israel, and we don't know in that time exactly how to make, agricultural by a nice way, the food to be better, nicer, there's other countries. So came from the Belzer Rebbe, came a very nice chosid. They want to make the Rebbe happy, And he bought 5 or 10 apples, and very nice apples, He called to the store before he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he bought this very nice apple, put on the table, and he said, Rebbe, it's an Americaner apple. And he said once, the Rebbe didn't hear anything. There we go, nothing. He said again, maybe he didn't hear. Let's hear it the second time. Rebbe, it's Americaner apple. He said 5 times, Americaner apple, Americaner apple, Americaner apple. The Rebbe, wait a little bit. and let me hold his hand. And he told him, now say after me every word that I'm saying. You will say like I'm saying, you know exactly. Say, Ein, Ein. Peirois, Peirois. Ke Peirois, Eres Israel. No Peirois like Peirois, Eres Israel. That's his end. You know, Ein Peirois, Ke Peirois, Israel. You want to show Americaner people and Americaner apple. And there is very interesting, Aloha, very interesting, you know, in Shulchan Aruch, in the tour, and the Beis Yosef passing like that. He said, "We are saying al amichio, al akalkolo, al nufsasode, al ereschem dotoy boruchov, shotzitzo v'yichatzo la'avoseinu lechol mipirio v'lisboya mitzuvo." Said the Beit Yosef, not to say this one few words, lechol mipirio v'lisboya mitzuvo, not to say it. Why not say it? It's printed in our Sidurim. We have to say it. Why not to say it? So the Bach said to say it. Why to say what not to say? לאכול מפיר ולזמור את צודי, כמו עושה לנת מושה רבנו, מושה רבנו דמת הקודש ברוך הוא once and again and again and again, he wants to come to earth Israel. Say, אס לגמור, וכי לאכול מפיר ולזמור יא מטובו הוא צורך. He wants to eat the food of earth Israel because it tastes it. No, that is not coming to earth Israel. They want to come to earth Israel to eat the food of earth Israel because they said not to say it. Said the Bach, it's not true. We're allowed to say it and we have to say it. Why? Because if we are coming to the time, we have to cut the fruit and we are coming to eat it, and you have to know, if fruit, you grow it according to the halacha. You take off trumos, maisres, maiser rishon, maiser sheni, maiser oni, you protect Shabbos in your field, everything you are doing according to the halacha. If you are shomrei halacha about the food that you are going to buy them and to eat them, you become more holy. Because if Peiros Eretz Yisrael is done, is growing, according to the Aloris, not only in Aloris of Shemitah by itself, Aloris of Tumos Umaisres, Aloris, whenever you think of Aloris, that you have to protect the Aloris, which belongs to the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, you are coming, after that, you are going to eat them, every piece of fruit that you are eating, is Ein Peiros Ke Peiros Eretz Yisrael. Mama Shel Peiros Ke Peiros Eretz Yisrael. And now, the next week, the next 10 days, will be Chamishoso Mishvat. Rosh Hashanah Olai Lomos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Everything that I'm holding in my hand, and I leave it, is going down. Everything from up to down. Everything the world. Why? There is gravity. Gravity, every young boy in second grade in the school know about gravity. From up to down. Everything from up to down. Oh, fine. So, from up to down. There is only one thing in the creation that is not from up to down, it's going from down to up. Every only one thing in the creation, in the whole world, you know, that's going from down, up, 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 up. And if we don't have this power, the earth will not be strong enough to take the fruit and to make him up and up and up and up the trees, we'll not have what to eat later. To get food. How impossible. He said, how possible to say to everything? And like Moses said, the Torah are going to fight against another nation. They want to kill you. If he Odom eats a sode, lovoi miponecho b'motzer. He had to look on fruit, who give him trees, fruit, you are not allowed to cut them, only in the case of the pikuach nefesh. If not, you are afraid it will kill you. Let's say in the Shomron, a car is driving in the highway, and now he's standing behind one of the trees, and he's shooting. He wants to kill people. You are allowed to cut it. If not, you are going to kill you, we are going to kill him. There is a danger any other way. What could we do? As a Koponim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu making the time that created the world, that everything that belongs to growing, to fruit, to growing from the earth, it has to grow to up, 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 up. The every second is only up, up. And because of that, Ki Ho Odom Eitz HaSode. You have to learn from the Odom, from Eitz HaSode, that we have to grow ourselves higher and higher and higher. More Torah, more mitzvahs, more chasodim, more tzedakah, more supporting Torah. Everything that belongs to do something, you know, to say that Klal Yisrael will continue to have the Torah, our Torah, Be'ezrat Hashem Yisboach. Because of that, you have to grow up and up, not down and down. B'shum if you're not down, to go up. That's it. That's the pshat. Because it said to say, Lechol Mipirio Ve'Limisrael Bituvo, because if eating Peros at Yisrael, that's what Ben Zerebe, but Patash, you know, that it's right. That Lechol Mipirio Ve'Limisrael Bituvo, you become holy. Because you are eating Peros Eres Yisrael, Limirz Hashem. Limirz Hashem, B'shotel Mutzachas, Yishmiteu, to have a Yoyver year. 2 years, 1 year will be Shmita, the second year will be Yoyver, Limirz Hashem, Limhero, Ve'Yomeinu, Amen.
Amen.